Hi, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. So far, so good.
Yes, and so far, still summer.
Absolutely. It feels like it, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Just the air you can wear today, for sure.
Yeah.
But nice yesterday for the golf tournament, right?
Yes, indeed. The annual Mayor's Cup charity tournament, which goes back to the Sheets days, actually. Mm-hmm. We had it up at Granite Links yesterday. We raised over $100,000 for the Quincy Foundation, which helps us to fund various things, including the Christmas parade, Flag Day, some special events. Sometimes some charitable things come up that we help to fund that you couldn't normally do with city money. So it's a great thing. And, you know, everyone, he followed the guidelines. There was no banquet afterwards,
right?
Under the new rules. So we're spread out there for sure. It's a big golf course. So social distancing was met, and it was a good day overall.
That's great. Is that typically about how much it raises?
Yeah, it's probably going to be in the 100 to 125 range when all is said and done. Mm-hmm. So we're usually in that range, yes.
Great. And, of course, we're all hoping that we can have those celebrations back next year, certainly.
Oh, indeed, yeah.
But there is a bit of good news to talk about the COVID-19 pandemic as of yesterday, right?
Indeed. We, as you know, we track this every day.
Yep.
Ruth Jones and her team are in touch with the state on a regular basis, and we had no new cases yesterday. That's tremendous. We've been, you know, for overall going in the right direction. We had a little bit of, I wouldn't even call it a spike, but a little bleep, you know, mid-July, late July into August. And I think that related to a lot of outdoor summer activities that people maybe forgot about the social distancing, the mask and so forth. So I think people have been more vigilant, paying attention, and we got to keep it up. That's good stuff. And we're in the green on the state program, which... people are starting to get used to now. They see the map up there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of North Shore's communities had some real challenges, and unfortunately, we're going the other direction, so we hope we can keep it up.
Yeah, I don't think there's been no new cases since this whole pandemic began.
I think you're right.
It's the first time, yeah.
Yeah.
And fortunately or unfortunately, the death toll of 135, that's remained constant for over a month now.
Yes, indeed.
So good news there, certainly. Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, about getting back to school? Last time we chatted, there was no new superintendent and no reopening plan, and now we have both.
We do indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm very, very happy for Kevin Mulvey, our new superintendent, who's been, you talk about testing your mettle. The guy's been just inundated with issues since he's taken over his interim. Of course, you know, the virus and how we deal with education, with all the potential plans, all the Zoom calls and focus groups and reentry committee, and I mean, it goes on and on. They've been at a break, him and the team there, Aaron Perkins and Maddie Roy and the whole team. They've just done phenomenal work. And then, of course, you know, we get the racial justice issues that have popped up as well, and they're dealing with that in our schools. So, you know, Kevin's done a remarkable job as interims, and I know he's going to be terrific as this the new superintendent. I'm delighted that decision is now behind us and we can move on. And of course, he's been working on the reopening plans, and we did approve an initial plan that had to be submitted to the state, which was pre-K to third grade hybrid on September 16th. Special needs would be in person. All others would be remote until further notice. So we're still trying to figure that out, what that means.
Yeah.
Beyond the pre-K to three, you know, if these numbers continue to go like they're going, then maybe we can get more people in sooner and just monitor it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's mixed feelings on this because no matter who you talk to, there's a million different opinions on this. And I understand that, too. At the end of the day, if parents keep their kids home, we do it remotely. That's the law. So if somebody doesn't feel comfortable sending their kid to school, they can take advantage of the remote learning. So I think that's important to emphasize as well. You know, I just think we got to get back. So, you know, we're trying to do it safely and in good measure. But if the numbers keep going like they're going, then I don't see why we can't get more of the kids in. You know, and maybe we do the transition grades. We get the sixth graders in, the ninth graders in, because it's a big adjustment for them when you first go into middle and first go into high school. But at any rate, we'll continue to discuss it. I am only one vote of the seven members of the school committee. So, again, a lot of opinions from the public. There's a lot of opinions of my colleagues. And we'll keep monitoring it and hopefully get as many of the kids back to school as quickly as possible.
Yeah. I know there's another meeting tomorrow night. What's on that agenda?
I haven't even looked at the agenda yet, but I'm sure we're going to be discussing the reopening phasing for sure. There's some other stuff that I know that's in the policy subcommittee that we have to act on as well, but most of it's related to reopening.
I see. Are teachers going to be in the classrooms every day?
On the hybrid? Well, that's the stuff the superintendent's working out. There's going to be two cohorts.
Yep.
So the kids would alternate. Nobody in on the Wednesday. That's when deep cleaning's done with all the places.
Right.
The question still remains, the teacher's going to teach remotely from the classroom or some of them from their home,
right,
or how that's going to all shake out. Still working through all those issues.
Okay. Then there's the transportation issue.
Yes, indeed.
The athletics issue, the extracurricular activities. There's a lot to consider for sure.
Indeed.
How is the recreational programs going this year, Mayor?
You know, they just finished up the summer programs,
and boy,
I give Commissioner Murphy and Director of Recreation Michelle Hanley and the entire staff hats off. I mean, did a remarkable job. It gave the kids something that a lot of communities just panicked and shut everything down.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a decision to go forward with a plan. We had washing stations at every playground. We had the masks. And we had no problems.
Mm.
There weren't any issues.
That's
great. So we're thrilled. And the families needed that. Being stuck in all those months in spring into the summer, and the kids needed some opportunities because a lot of vacations were canceled too.
Yep.
So this was an opportunity to get the kids out. I had an aunt that used to say, "Go out and let the wind blow the stink off you." You know, very pleasant thought.
Yes.
but the kids need to get out, get fresh air, be part of some teamwork and some recreation. It's all good, you know.
Yeah.
And the parents need the break. Gosh, not that we consider recreation daycare, but it does give the parents a little bit of a break as well as the kids. So
yeah.
No, I'm very happy with the staff and the job they did this summer.
I know the sailing program was a big success. You had some more individual boats for the kids to social distance, and that seemed to really go over well.
It did go over well. Yeah. That's a very popular program. People are talking about that for years afterward. They talk about that program. Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about development downtown, Mayor, and what will be happening at the old Hancock parking lot?
Well, as you know, we have a new garage there in the midst of the old Hancock lot, which and a beautiful public space in front of it, which we're going to be calling the Kilroy Square. The great famous story of the inspector at the shipyard who used to put his seal on ships and things, Kilroy was here. So we thought we'd say have some fun with that instead of just a stale name. It speaks to our history, speaks to shipbuilding, and we can have a little bit of fun with that with events and stuff down there. So that space is beautiful. If people haven't been there, they should try it. The Fours has outdoor seating in that area. But then the remainder of the Hancock lot parcels, which we refer to as R2 and R3, so R2 would be that corner across from the courthouse between the Peter O'Connell building, the new 15-story, and the garage. That's a parcel there. And then you go to the other side of the garage, up to Hancock at Revere, where Patty Barry's, Napoli Pizza, that whole thing is. So there's a proposal for buildings on both of those sites, additional housing units with retail on the first floor on the one on Hancock and Revere. So this is part of the master plan, so it's the next phase of that master plan. We have seen some number of drawings that some of them initially were rejected, and the newer drawings far more handsome, and the quality looks pretty strong. So that's LBC. They're the ones that developed that first apartment building, the Nova Suites there.
Mm-hmm.
That will be in the process. I expect a land disposition agreement to go to the city council sometime this fall. Again, as was predicted, as was in the master plan, to act on those pieces of land that we currently own, and then they would be purchased by LDA as part of the program and that next phase. And so that's a good thing. And then we've got Leo Martin doing his thing on that building in on Hancock Street. I don't know if people remember, but it had that ugly, ugly pink facade on it. I don't know if they were metal panels, porcelain panels, but oh my God, it was awful.
Yes.
And those are all gone, and it's a beautiful brick facade on it that he's restoring. That's going to be some housing with completely redone retail on the first floor. I mean, when you see old buildings like that get rehabbed, that's another shot in the arm for the whole district down here. So my hat's off to Leo on that project. And he's going to be doing the Adams building on the corner of Temple there in Hancock, which is in go back to the 1880s, a beautiful, handsome building that mm-hmm. needs a lot of renovation. He's going to be tackling that one this summer as
or
this fall, I should say. So we're delighted about that. There's some movement and some private parcels. I know offers are being made, and I think we're going to see a lot more activity in the coming months. The Ross side behind Hancock, between Hancock and the tracks, the old Ross Garage, which will be Dunford Drive and McConville Way, those roads are underway. The utility work is underway for those, and that will be the new frontage, if you will, for those parcels on that side, which is going to be Brigham Women's and Hotel and some other projects. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the General's Park is also going to be part of that, tying into the General's Bridge. So a lot of activity going on down here. Yeah. I hear from people. It's funny, once in a while you get a message to someone that hasn't been in Quincy in a long time, and they visited, and they're just blown away by the Hancock Adams Common and the transformation that's going on in the Quincy Center. Sometimes we don't necessarily appreciate it because we're next to it day in, day out. Mm-hmm. But every so often you get someone that returns home, they moved away, and we get a call or a card and how impressed they are. So it's good progress. Obviously, we're providing housing units. We're transforming the downtown. We're adding retail, namely, that's been in the restaurant area, and I know that's been well received. I think we're going to be the north end of the South Shore, not necessarily in Italian motif, but plenty to choose from, and I do hope we land a good Italian restaurant or two, because we've lost some over the years. Yeah. So it's happening. It really is happening down here.
Would you say developers are not really deterred by the pandemic? It seems to be moving full speed ahead.
No, I think they all view it as a temporary thing, mm-hmm. that we're going to continue to need housing, we're going to continue to need commercial space, and in a sense, that's going to be the interesting wild card. If commercial big companies continue to keep people home, will they need the demand for office space? So that's something we're reviewing very closely on that backside that I just described. Mm-hmm. So the medical use, of course, is very positive with Brigham Women's and that socio-medical combining with a center there, 200,000 square feet. That's going to be well received, in my opinion, the people of the city. The commercial stuff we're going to be monitoring closely and watching closely, but the other stuff has been still pretty hot. And mm-hmm. I'm pleased with that because a lot of people, you know, make their livelihood on construction. And it's not only the people in the field on construction, it's what we refer to as the soft costs. It's the designing, it's the engineering. It is all of the materials that are, created and built, and the truckers that drive the materials to the site. I mean, there's a lot of connected jobs when you talk about building a new building somewhere. So all of that is important in this economy because we've taken a hit in the economy with the pandemic. So we need to do everything we can at our level to provide that impetus for that, to get that economy going again. And I think Quincy's doing more than its share in that regard. Mm-hmm. I'm happy about that.
Is the hospital project moving ahead at all?
It is moving ahead. Actually, now we've got a little bit of a challenge. We, as a city, have a number of communication operations on the roof of one of those buildings up there. Oh. So we're now working with a plan to come up with a new location to put those antennas. It's all police fire-related repeaters. Mm-hmm. When a firefighter goes in a building or a police officer, it's difficult in those buildings. And if you have a major issue, you got to be sure you have the communications for these men and women mm-hmm. for their safety getting in and out of these buildings. So these antennas and whatever they call them, dishes and repeaters, and an important part of our public safety unit. So we're now going through a process. We'll probably be to the council in the fall for some money to help us relocate all that equipment so we continue to serve without interruption.
I see. Very good. Any movement at the old Masonic building downtown, Mayor?
Actually, yes. I think we're going to be hearing more about that. Fox Rock is coming up with plans as we speak. They're looking at residential in that building mm-hmm. with some retail on the first. And they, as you may or may not know, the Citizens Bank building on the opposite corner, they've also purchased and are looking to do kind of a combination on those two buildings. Oh. With some apartments in retail and, of course, some great amenities for the people who live there. Mm-hmm. And that's perfect for people that may be taking the red line. I mean, gosh, it's right across the street.
Yep.
I think everyone's tired of looking at the back part of the Masonic Temple. You drive by the front of it, you wouldn't know mm-hmm. there was any difference. But if you come up Russell Park, it's not very handsome looking at this point.
Yeah.
Still looking at the what was left of what happened to the building with that fire. So I've had some communication with Fox Rock and their team, and they're moving forward. I expect the fall they'll be before the planning board, and I'm sure there'll be a meeting with Councilor McCarthy and the neighborhood on it. And I would hope that the neighborhood would probably embrace this, because it's time that something happens to those sites. And I think that's good use. I don't think they're going to be looking for relief. I think it'll be a project that suits the zoning in that spot, which is also helpful in the process. So good stuff.
Yeah.
Continues to move.
It'll be 7 years next month, actually, that fire hit. So, yeah.
Was it really?
Yes. I know.
I'll never forget that, because I was walking to the Adams Academy, and it was the final decision on picking the sculptors for the Hancock Adams Common.
Oh.
So the committee had whittled it down from 78 to 3 finalists with 3 Marquettes, and I went down there. And I was walking there, I could smell something burning, but I couldn't see any smoke. It was kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, maybe it's the elephant grass, the Phragmites down in Broad Meadows. You know, you've heard that over the years.
Sure.
And then, of course, I wasn't there 10 minutes. You started to hear the sirens, and I got a call from the fire chief, and sure enough, we went out the front, and wow, that thing took. I mean, many people said for years, that would never burn. It's built like a brick, blank, blank. it certainly did. And thankfully, the scene got very difficult. It happened so quickly, but the roof started to bubble.
Yeah.
The firemen got off just in time before the collapse happened.
Yes.
So that was a blessing. So, and then now, obviously, they're down the street now on Greenlee Street in the old Christian Science church that Wooded School had for a little bit of time. But they did a beautiful job with that renovation, and they seem happy in their new home. So.
Yes, and they have parking now, which they're excited about.
That's exactly right. Yeah, imagine that, Quincy.
finally, Mayor, I know there's a promotion ceremony for the police department this morning.
Yes, we have a promotion for lieutenant and 2 sergeants. Fill in positions that have been vacated by retirements, so we're always happy about that. I'm always bragging about our departments, because I really, really feel strongly about them. They are so well trained, and they're so professional in their dealings with the public. I think what's going on nationally and to some degree locally, and I've had many discussions, I've had many emails and letters and with folks that they're probably newer to Quincy. And we don't experience those issues we've seen nationally. And there's a reason for that, Joe. It's a well-trained department. They're well-paid. They're constantly training. They do 2 weeks a year of training in addition to what they take to get on, going through an academy, all their education credits. I'm not saying that, everybody's perfect. I mean, I don't care what walk of life or vocation or job people have. There's problem people everywhere, because humans aren't perfect. But for the most part, this city does it well. To think that people were suggesting that we should defund our police department is just insane. They are there at beck and call. They're there quickly, and they handle a lot of things that most people would want not to be a part of. They get into situations that are extremely dangerous. They try to obviously figure things out immediately on the scene, make the right decisions and choices, and make sure everybody's safe. It's a tough job today. And, I'll always have their back with resources and the resources they need to get their job done. And I also remind some of those folks that, may complain or suggest that we spend too much on police. First and foremost, you need a safe community. If you don't have a safe community, the rest of the stuff doesn't matter that we do. So that's first and foremost. But every year for each of the last 10 years, the biggest increase in my budget has been the education budget, our school budget. And that's what we want. And I say to people, look, we just built a middle school in South Quincy, a new park in Southwest Quincy, in an area that one could argue has the highest concentration of minorities in our city. So when people are quick to judge or quick to make comments and they don't understand all the facts, I'd like to remind them that judge us on what we're doing as a community. And in my opinion, the investments we continue to make in our parks, in our schools, in our libraries, helps every family, every child, gives them incredible opportunities. That's where the rubber hits the road on all these issues. So I'm proud of what we do in the city. So, yes, that was a long answer to your question about promotions this morning, Joe.
Always good to talk to you, man.
Really. You sure you mean that?
I do. I absolutely do.
Thank you, Joe.
Have a good day.
You also. Yeah,
bye-bye.